GOP Representative Luna files discharge petition to force a vote to ban members of Congress from stock trading. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 2, 2025. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, announced that she had filed a discharge petition that would force a House vote to ban congressional lawmakers from stock trading. In a video on X, Luna explained that after a bipartisan coalition and a talk with Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, they had decided to initiate the discharge petition on banning insider trading. Luna added that leadership was welcome to introduce a bill that would actually end the corruption surrounding lawmakers and insider stock trading. After our bipartisan coalition and talking this morning, we have decided, because of a lack of movement from the House of Representatives, to initiate the discharge petition on banning insider trading, meaning it is live now, Luna explained. Now, if leadership wants to put forward a bill that would actually do that and end the corruption, we're all for it. Luna said they were tired of the bipartisan games and pointed out this was the most bipartisan thing in U.S. history. It's time that the House of Representatives listens to the American people, so it is now live, Luna added. This place is broken, semicolon, it is a complete open sewer. Let's at least show America we're trying to do something right, Burchett said when asked by Luna if he had anything to say. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has previously stated that he would push for this single stock trading ban, adding that Americans deserve better than to have congressional lawmakers getting rich off of insider stock trading. I am going to start pushing for this single stock trading ban, because it is the credibility of the House and the Senate that you look at some of these eye-popping returns, whether it's Representative Pelosi, Senator Wyden. Every hedge fund would be jealous of them, Bessent said during an interview with Bloomberg Television in August. The American people deserve better than this. People shouldn't come to Washington to get rich. They should come to serve the American people. During an interview in May on the Alex Marlowe Show with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, spoke about how he had reintroduced the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments, Pelosi, Act, named after Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA. The Pelosi Act would ban members of Congress and their family members from being able to trade or hold stocks. Speaking about Pelosi's acquisition of wealth, Hawley explained that Pelosi and her husband last year, in 2024, beat every hedge fund in the nation, practically. Either Nancy Pelosi is a mathematical and financial analyst genius, or maybe the information that she's privy to turns out to be pretty darn valuable, Hawley added.